Hello, everybody. Welcome to CrossFit Lynchpin. Today is Monday, April 19th, 2021. If you're brand new to Lynchpin, first of all, obviously, thank you for joining the community. But before you do anything else, pause this video, and there's another video attached to today's training. It is entitled New to Lynchpin, with a question mark. Watch this first. So pause this, go watch that, and come back here, because without that context, everything that I'm about to go through won't make any darn sense, so go do that. Okay, hope that you did that. Here we go. Today's workout is 7 rounds for time, or not, we'll discuss that in a second, of a 200-meter run, 50-meter dumbbell farmer's carry, 7 knees to elbows, and a 5-meter handstand walk. Men using a pair of 50-pound dumbbells, women a pair of 35s. And as always, we have the conversions if maybe you can't run. It says other equipment conversions. You can replace each 200 meters of running with 600 meters on the Echo Bike, Assault Bike, or the Schwinn Aerodyne, 250 meters on the Concept 2 Rower, 250 on the Concept 2 Ski Erg, or 500 meters on the Concept 2 Bike Erg. So the workout says for time or not. Once a week we do a workout that is worded just like that, just to give everybody the opportunity to not run the clock, to almost use this day, I don't want to use the phrase as an act of recovery, but don't worry about intensity, just move at a pace that feels good for you. And doing something like this once a week helps keep our members sustainable and long-term feeling well and not beat up for weeks and months and years. So we want you to be doing this for decades. You should always feel authorized not to run the clock, but some people won't do that unless we specifically tell them to. So today we are specifically telling you. Now, of course, if you woke up just feeling like a dragon and you want to get after it, who am I to say you can't? So by all means, run the clock if you want, but you don't have to. In today's workout, as you'll see when we go through it, it'll be challenging, get your breathing, get your sweating, but it's not a workout. It's not supposed to beat you up, okay? And it's not supposed to leave you feeling like you did something profoundly challenging. So the 200-meter runs out and back, you know, 100 meters out, 100 meters back. If you have a loop, that's fantastic. You know, we kept it as 7 rounds so that the sets and the reps were smaller. 50-meter dumbbell farmer's carry each time. Taxing for sure, but again, not going to beat you up or make you extremely sore. 7 sets of 7 on knees to elbows. Now by the end, they'll add up to 49, which would get you some nice volume, but sets of 7 are very manageable for most people. And then the crux of the workout is probably each round that 5-meter handstand walk. If that's an area that you excel at, not a big deal. If it's an area that you struggle with, it can become a big deal. But that's also why today we have it as the not for time option, because maybe you can walk for a few feet, kick down, walk for a few feet, kick down, and what you need to do is practice your handstand walk. Well, guess what? You can practice it today at a high heart rate without the pressure of the clock running. So just use it as a skills development day. We have videos showing the knees to elbows, a video showing the handstand walk as well. Super fitness robot time, in case you are timing this, 15 minutes, 30 seconds or less. Handstand walks were on point. Or the more likely time could be in the area of 25 minutes, again, depending upon how the handstand walks go. Scale option. Tons of ways to scale it. And of course, you could scale it more or less than what I'm about to give you. It's always your call. But one of the primary reasons that people will have to scale is that handstand walk. And then second beyond that would be the knees to elbows. But we're also cutting down the volume a little bit. So for the scaled option, 5 rounds for time or not, 200-meter run, 50-meter dumbbell farmer's carry. We knocked the weight down, pair of 35s for the men, pair of 25s for women. 7 hanging knee raises or sit-ups, so maybe that's if you don't have the knees to elbows quite yet. And then 1 lap around a box in a pike or plank position. And if that doesn't make any sense yet, we have it covered in one of the videos attached to the scaled option. So we have videos for hanging knee raises, the ab mat sit-up. Of course, you don't need an ab mat to do sit-ups. And the Lynchpin handstand walking scaling modifications and progressions video. So that will tell you what I'm talking about with that 1 lap around the box, which regardless of whether you choose it in a pike or plank position, it's challenging and you won't be shortchanged. And there's other options that you can do as well. Limited equipment today. 7 rounds per time or not. They've got everything they need to do the workout, just as the prescribed workout, because all you need is a pull-up bar and a pair of dumbbells, some place to handstand, walk, and run. So they've got it. The no equipment workout today. 7 rounds per time or not. 200-meter run. 10 V-ups. They don't have a pull-up bar for the knees to elbows. And a 5-meter handstand walk. And for the no equipment crew, we're showing a video of the V-ups. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. Low ring muscle-ups. 10 to 20 reps using as little leg as possible. Watch the video. The low ring muscle-ups, fantastic for both building strength and technique. And it's so scalable because you can use as much or as little leg as needed and make it mildly taxing on the upper body or profoundly taxing on the upper body. So we love it. There's also a second video on the CrossFit Linchpin YouTube channel about even more diving into the proper way to do the lowering muscle up. So be sure to check that out as well. And then the second part of the optional accessory work, some engine, some sprinting. You can choose either 5 50-meter sprints, foot sprints, or 5x5 rounds of 10 seconds of intense sprinting on the bike or rowing, resting a minute or two between those efforts. Preferably on the bike, just because we're trying to simulate a 50-meter dash. It's tough to spin the rower up in 10 seconds, but you can certainly spin the bike up. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the cobra stretch for the abs, frog stretch, and a trap stretch with a lacrosse ball. Each of those you hold for about 1 to 2 minutes, and each of those are accompanied by a video. Final parting thoughts for today. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And this will be the workout that, for me personally, I can tell you, I'm not going to pursue this one with intensity. I'm going to use this as the not time option. I'm going to casually move through it and save myself some other efforts this week. All right, I will see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.